just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman is Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you had a great, long, extended, and restful weekend. Back at it on Tuesday. That means Red Alert Tuesday coming up at the bottom of the hour. Give you an early shout-out. Saw my gas station's $4.75 a gallon today. Jumped up again. God.
It's the highest in U.S. history.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Stupid. Absolutely stupid. All right. As I said, Red Alert, Twitter Police, and a whole bunch more. We're still kind of in a
lettuce
warm-up
up 14%.
Lead?
Lettuce.
Oh.
Lettuce.
Green stuff. Yeah.
It's crazy.
The American hot dog up 47% in 1 year.
Well, just wait for
Kobayashi. That's going to be your. No. Who's not the Kobayashi? Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
It's going to be expensive.
Well, Kobayashi's the GOAT.
He was.
Well, Joey Chestnut has destroyed all of his records. The American.
Okay, but if Kobayashi had been allowed to compete,
okay,
you know, but he got hit with a PED, so he's like the Barry Bonds of the competitive eating world.
It is 7 minutes and 40 seconds past the hour. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Tampa Bay Bucks made a big move today. They signed free agent defensive lineman Akeem Hicks. It's a one-year deal worth up to $10 million. Probably means no Ndamukong Suh next season. Western Conference Finals tonight, Game 1. The Avalanche host Edmonton, 8 o'clock puck drop on TNT. And the Arapaho County District's office has filed a motion to dismiss all charges against Broncos receiver Jerry Jeudy in relation to an arrest earlier this month on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge.
And unfun fact, tomorrow is the start of hurricane season, and there's one brewing.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a tropical storm.
Well, it's 70% chance of that.
It's going to
be a wet weekend.
But it's a funky
You know, it changes names. Pacific.
Does it really?
Pacific hurricane starts with A. It was Agatha. Yeah. Now it's crossed into Mexico. If it becomes, if it regroups in the Gulf and becomes a hurricane again, it will then be Agatha, our first.
Well, what was it?
It was Agatha. Now it'll be Alex. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
Agatha, I know, is Agatha Christie.
Agatha Christie, one of my favorite authors
great
of all time.
Writers,
and then there were none.
That's it.
Me too.
Oh, lots of other.
Don't get me started on Agatha Christie. We'll be here all day.
I feel like you're kidding, but I'm not sure. Last time you read a book, eighth grade, Agatha Christie?
By
maybe?
Agatha Christie?
Yeah.
Probably a few years since I've read any of her works.
Yeah.
But
you see the movie.
Again, a long list of just great novels. Great novelist.
Yeah. So, one way or the other, it looks like we're going to have a wet weekend, whether it be a tropical storm, a depression, still a slight chance of a hurricane. But anyway, that's just keeping you
abreast
of the situation. And it is officially hurricane season tomorrow. All right.
Ooh, and starting tomorrow, we'll have a pretty great prize that we're going to be giving away.
Oh, really? I'm not aware of this.
I'm not going to give anything away. But we're giving away in the month of June something that everybody wants when the power goes out after a storm.
We do that every year. That's a nice prize. That's a nice prize.
I can't say anymore.
Great prize.
Very valuable.
All the details tomorrow.
All right. And I was just thinking with all the, seems like we've gone through the last year, there have been various supplies that have been hard to find over the years, from toilet paper to Gatorade to bread. Hurricane supplies may be a little thin too, and we're going to help out by giving some
stock up
important things away.
Stock up, get it now.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of that stuff doesn't go bad.
Hurricane supplies tax free until June 10th. It says doing weed now.
Can I, when I cash out, say this is all for hurricane supplies? Can we just eliminate my 7% tax, please?
Does that mean big cases of water too?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let it go. All right. What? Good idea, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Where are we?
Hockey.
All right.
Hockey!
So the
Rangers overcoming.
The Rangers win in seven over the Hurricanes?
Multiple. Down 3-1 to Pitt, come back and win. Down 0-2 Carolina.
I saw Wig was listening earlier. He's very happy.
Yep. Yeah. And they've had Tampa Bay's number this year, beat him three straight times. But
Hurricane are dead to me.
We lost a little action, did we?
I started off okay. I did a big tease with the Celtics and the over. But the numbers just were right there. Thank God I did. I laid the $140.
It was absurd.
Celtics plus, I had 6 points either way. But I had Real Madrid.
I looked at
Gabe's
breakdown. Yeah, man, plus 150.
Yeah,
great value.
I had Real Madrid lost on the Hurricanes yesterday.
Yeah.
And a lot of people probably took the under in that game too and got hosed too.
Liverpool, they were staring the league title, the Champions League, the FA Cup, the Carabao Cup. They were staring it in the face. Couldn't get it done. Came up short in the league and in the Champions League.
Oh, double whammy.
Yeah.
Feels good,
Liverpool.
That's like losing the Super Bowl and the World Series at the same time, even though it's impossible.
Ultimately, what I learned over the weekend is there are certain franchises in sports, they're just perennial losers. And maybe they'll win every once in a while, but Liverpool, this is what you are as an organization. Great team. Phenomenal team.
Yeah, but they make the playoffs,
You were the better team on the pitch on Saturday. But guess what? It doesn't matter because you didn't score. So, you didn't score.
I thought you were talking about the Buffalo Bills. Sorry, don't go crazy. How about that? I'm tongue in cheek.
You want to bring a Maple Leafs into this conversation?
Oh, that's a given.
I'll bring them in as well.
See, I can't even jump in with my perennial Lions talk because you're still talking about teams that make the playoffs. They just come up short. I can't even get in that conversation. Speaking of hockey, here's Barry Melrose. And he says, look, the New York Rangers are good and all, but Tampa, they're still the champs. This is on SportsCenter.
Of course they have a shot. They're a great hockey team. When you get to be one of the four teams left and you're playing for the Stanley Cup, you're a heck of a hockey club. But I just look at Tampa Bay. I know what they've done. I'm a big believer if you're the champ, you're still the champ until someone has to beat you, and no one's beat them in 2 years. They're a team that can crank it up come playoff time. They've got great goaltending. They're the one team that has a goaltending that can match New York Rangers. And that probably hasn't happened for New York the way Shesterkin's played all year long, basically. So those are some of the reasons I think it's going to be tough for Tampa Bay to lose, because they're so good at winning. They know what it takes to win. They're very, very deep in all positions. Every time they needed an older player to go out, Corey Perry's a great example. Corey Perry, he comes in to want to play for Stanley Cup, and he's turned into a guy that's scored a lot of big goals for Tampa Bay. So the Rangers are good. I think it's going to be a great series. I think everyone's caught up with the Western series with all the superstar quality in that series. This is a heck of a team, New York Rangers, and obviously we know how good Tampa Bay is.
So Lightning, Rangers, that's tomorrow, game one. Game one tonight of the West, just to be clear, Oilers, Avs.
5-1. Total over-under goals, 7. You don't see that hardly ever. Even the last series with Edmonton and Calgary, the most it got up to was 6.5. You see a goal total of 7 in the NHL. That's pretty high.
Hmm.
That's pretty high. And Nathan MacKinnon versus McDavid. It's just going to be phenomenal.
Versus what? The total for game one of Lightning Rangers will be what? 5? 5.5, maybe?
Maybe? Probably. I don't see it getting much more than that.
Yeah, right.
No. Yep.
Vasilevsky's allowed 3 goals.
Yeah.
In his last 5 games.
Yeah.
What did they beat?
Against
what
Florida. They only allowed Florida 3 goals in 4
games.
But what
did they beat the Leafs by in game 7?
Yeah, if I was a 5-1, I think.
5-1? Yeah. So, 4 goals over his last 5 games.
Yeah, pretty good.
But Shesterkin, too, I mean, he's been phenomenal. He's been phenomenal this year against Tampa Bay as well. But, like I said, this is a different – Tampa Bay's kind of like Golden State as far as experience goes, you know, as far as that goes.
And, of course, next hour we'll talk with Chris Palin of the Everblades. They're in the Kelly Cup Finals. 6-5 overtime win over the Growlers on Saturday in Game 5 to win that series 4-1.
And they start on the road on Friday and Saturday at the Huntington Center. But Games 3, 4, and 5 are June 8th, 10th, and 11th. Wednesday and Friday will be at 7:30, 7 o'clock on Saturday.
Tickets on sale now.
Yep.
And we will carry all of the games.
All right.
Awesome.
How about that?
That's very exciting. All right, we got some Nick Saban sound here. So the SEC spring meetings are going on. This is not to be confused with SEC Media Days. We'll get to do that all over again in July.
Yeah, SEC spring meetings are every single coach, every single sport has to be there.
But obviously with him there in front of the media and the flap between him and Jimbo and NIL deals, the microphones came out. Let's take a listen. This is Nick Saban on the whole recruiting flap.
Coach Olin Buchanan, TexAggs.com. What evidence did you have that Texas A&M bought its entire recruiting class?
You know, I didn't really say that anybody did anything wrong.
You said they bought their recruiting class.
I didn't say anybody did anything wrong, okay? And I've said everything I'm going to say about this. But, you know, I think that, you know, I guess the point, and I should have never mentioned any individual institutions. I said that before. But, you know, some kind of uniform name, image, and likeness, you know, standard that supports some kind of equitable national competition, I think is really, really important in college athletics and college football.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Kind of pinned him in the corner a little bit there with his re-quote.
I also in Destin Fool, I got the seating chart. It's kind of interesting how it's so going from
is that real?
That's real. Going left to right, you know, on a rectangular table, a little picture of the you know the Last Supper, and the top left is Lane Kiffin,
Mike Leach
next to each other, then Drinkwitz next to them, and then going down Beamer, Heupel, Lay, and Dunlap, and then at bottom you have Hussey, Sankey, David Cutliff, Jimbo Fisher's right in the middle, William King, Mark Womack, John McDade, and Herb Vincent on the bottom right of the rectangle. Yep. And then up from that is Nick Saban, and then Sam Pittman, Brian Harsin, and Billy Napier, and Kirby Smart,
okay,
Mark Stoops, and Brian Kelly. So
hi, y'all. Welcome to the SEC Spring Meeting. I'm the new ball coach at LSU.
Apparently, they passed each other in the hallway, but Jimbo had his back to Saban, and that's all. They didn't see each other. So,
well, it's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited.
Tiger and family.
Nick Saban just crossed paths with Jimbo in the Hilton lobby here in SEC. Nick was walking by. Jimbo was in a cafe on the phone, never saw him as his back was to him.
Well, Nick was, let's hear, there's another cut here from Nick. He says he has no issue with Jimbo. Seems like he had an issue with Jimbo, but now he doesn't have an issue with Jimbo.
Is Jimbo lying when he says that they didn't do anything?
I have no problem with Jimbo. I have no problem with Jimbo at all.
But Jimbo's got a problem with you. I don't think it's going to be a handshake.
So as predicted by me, not going on a limb, but this question was asked to most of the other coaches,
right,
how they felt about it. So I don't know if you want to hear some of the answers.
Sure.
To just tell you what they said. So, you know, Kirby Smart, he said his phone started blowing up during Fisher's press conference. Smart was on the LSU staff with two coaches in 04. He said today when asked about it, quote, I'm not really worried about a feud between two guys that used to sit in the same staff meeting and have similar conversations. At the end of the day, sometimes things get heated. You'd rather it not be in the public arena. But at the end of the day, things like that happen. I mean, you guys should be on the headphones sometimes. You would think that was Mickey Mouse. It just happened in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Fisher said, again, he won't take Saban's calls, hasn't spoken to him. And Smart said, it's not commonplace for guys to be reaching out and be friendly. We compete on the field. We're constantly competing for prospects day in and day out. It's not super unusual. He's trying to be.
Yeah.
Eli Drinkwitz, head coach of Missouri. He immediately deflected, started talking about cotton candy. Instead of talking about the Saban-Fisher public spat, he discussed one he witnessed between two of his daughters while the Drinkwitz family was visiting Disney World recently. He said, quote, we had cotton candy and it was a matter of who got the most. They were watching the Disney parade and he went to get snacks. He brought back only one bag. My wife was like, you're an idiot. You don't know parenting. You coach football. You don't bring back one bag of cotton candy. You bring two bags of cotton
candy.
That
is true.
Then he transitioned to talking about Saban and Fisher, saying both are two great coaches, and says when tensions are high, sounds like Top Gun, when tensions are high and uncertainty is high, people's emotions are strong. I think that's what happened. We're all competitive. Mm-hmm. Bill Napier, coached Saban's receivers from 2013 to 16, was an analyst during 2011, wasn't about to get into the spat. Quote, I'm not foolish enough to get commenting about that situation. We'll let those two gentlemen handle that, but both are very accomplished. Both are competitors. Both have conviction about who they are and what they do. It's one of the reasons they've had success. In this profession, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat.
Yeah, he's new. He doesn't want to get involved in this right now.
Shane Beamer, heading into his second year at South Carolina. Quote, I'll stay away from that one. Sorry. We'll put a lot of work into recruiting, a lot of time and effort, without a doubt. Certainly, we all try to do things the right way, myself included. I'll leave it at that. That's all I got so far. Haven't heard from Lane Kiffin or Mike
Leach. I'm sure you'll hear a lot of that. I don't think anybody wants to pick sides. You know, who?
Well, they've also been warned by Sankey not to get too deep into But I still got to believe that. I don't know if Mike Leach and Lane Kiffin spoke today, but I'm sure they're going to be asked, and they'll have some sort of creative cotton candy answer, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have it.
Yeah.
Lane would be the one where maybe.
Lane was the one that they told him to not do the national radio interview last week, the day after.
Rich Eisen, right?
No, it was Dan Patrick.
It was Dan Patrick? Mm-hmm. Okay. But, you're not going to get a lot of, nobody's going to take sides in this.
Lifelong Buckeyes, Mike Leach, an attorney, one of your co-hosts, doesn't think that can be possible.
I did not know that on Friday.
Yeah.
I did not know he was an attorney.
He is?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't know either.
I didn't know that.
He went to law school before he became a football coach.
Okay.
Well, you know the two schools he went to? He went to BYU and Pepperdine.
Pepperdine.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a very smart man. There's no getting around that. I'm trying to figure Mike Leach at BYU and then Pepperdine. Those are very...
They're very different.
Pepperdine on Malibu Beach, people think, it's not. It's a very strict, you got to be a 3.5 to a 4.0 to get in there.
Well, and one's rather conservative and one's rather liberal, the schools. But anyway.
I want to hear Jimbo's response next. Yeah. I want to hear Jimbo now that he's had time to cool his jets.
It didn't sound like he cooled his jets like a day or two after this, because he was still talking about it. So I want, I'm with you. I want to hear this.
I want to see, is this something that's like, is this going to be pull the pin on the grenade? Anytime you bring it up to Jimbo, is he going to fly off the rails?
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
But he also, again, going back to what Sankey said, you know, cool it now. He'd be smart just not. I've said all I said.
Yeah, the best response. I've already answered it. I'm done talking about it. I'm looking ahead to the season. I want to kick his ass. Something like that.
By the way, something really cool, real quick, because I just saw this pop up. Danny Woodhead just got his USGA 122nd U.S. Open final qualifying site assignment. It'll be Monday, June 6th at Springfield Country Club in Springfield, Ohio.
Lots of Springfields in the United States of America.
18 of them, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. By the Simpsons. You don't know which one. Yep.
That's Missouri.
Cool. Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Except they don't pronounce it Springfield there.
Yes, Connecticut.
He's going to keep guessing.
Wyoming.
Could I?
There's a Springfield, Wyoming. Look it up.
Yeah, Illinois.
There's a Wyoming in Rhode Island.
Yeah,
but not Springfield. There's not a Springfield in Rhode Island.
No,
it's like three towns.
Right,
three townships.
Yep,
makes up the entirety of Rhode Island.
No, a little.
All of it. It's like a mall
by the harbor.
Like a big mall, like the Mall of America.
Yeah,
I told you I would drop you off in some parts of Northwest Rhode Island. You go, where the hell am I? You think you're in Idaho?
It's pretty easy.
No, you wouldn't.
You're in Rhode Island.
You would not know.
Pretty close to the water.
It's such a specific.
No, not this area.
Just head down to the harbor.
No harbor in this area of the state, believe it or not.
You keep saying that, but I don't believe you.
Oh.
I think you're wrong, actually.
I'm not wrong.
I know you were born there, but how close to the water were you born?
Miles.
I was born in Providence, so the harbor was kind of near there.
I rest my case.
In Warwick, Rhode Island, where I lived till I was 11, there was no water anywhere near me there. Then I moved to Narragansett, right across the street from the beach.
Whoa, you moved to where?
Narragansett.
How do you spell that?
N-A-R-R-A-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N- N-A-R-R-A-G-A-N-S-E-T-T.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
It's across from Newport. You know how to spell Newport?
Well, I do, but I don't know if they do up there.
Oh, okay.
Like Chris said, K-N-E-W.
We can't all be Indiana smart.
P-O-R-T-E.
By the way, stay tuned for Indiana Smart when it comes time for Red Alert. I got somebody I got to put on blast. Also, this week's half-price dining deal on ESPNSWFL.com is Lama's House in Miramar Outlets.
Great place.
Food from Peru. Yeah, I got to work on rolling my R's. Plus burgers, salads, and an entire menu of their own specialty drinks and beers. You can get a $50 gift card at Lama's House right now at ESPNSWFL.com for just half price, $25. But you could also keep listening and just win $50 gift card, the whole $50 outright on our show. It's come up later on today. That's pretty cool. All right. Time to put people on blast. Red Alert coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in. It is Tuesday. Feels like a Monday. Got to get my head wrapped around the fact it's Tuesday.
I like it.
Huh?
I said I like it that it's Tuesday.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's good. It's
but you're
good.
Right. It does feel like a Monday.
I wonder why.
Yeah, yeah. Mystery.
I don't.
All right. It is time for Red Alert, where we put people, teams, and situations on blast because they deserve it. Let's do it, gentlemen. Red Alert!
Red Alert, in case you missed it at the top of the show, I am banning the L word legacy from my lexicon, personal lexicon. I can't stand it. It is so overused. It is so overhyped. Every time one of these national people uses the word legacy regarding an already great player, win, lose, or draw, they are going to be great players. It doesn't affect my view of their L word one way or the other. Red alert, stupid L word, legacy.
All right. Red alert, the Indianapolis Star.
Okay. I saw this.
You captioned a picture of the Indy 500 winner with the wrong driver.
How?
You have one job to do, Indy Star. That's to get the right driver and your coverage of the Indy 500 correct.
Well, it's a poorly named race. Let's just get that off the
table. Speedway.
Thank you.
500.
It's not even their hometown race. Like, they shouldn't be expected to get those things correct.
They had a picture of Marcus Ericsson kissing his cute girlfriend afterward, and underneath the caption it said Felix Pajenvits or whoever. He finished fourth.
Okay.
Got that wrong. Red alert, Indianapolis Star.
Red alert, Tommy Pham. Did you see this story over the weekend?
No.
He was benched and okay with being benched because during a rain delay, he slapped Jock Peterson.
Oh?
Over a fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So not only did he slap somebody over fantasy football, but it's something that's at least 5 months old at this point. And then he got suspended for 3 games.
That's crazy.
It's a great story, though.
That's crazy.
But what are we doing, Tommy Pham?
So this was an argument over last... Okay.
And Jock Peterson sent a meme that was quote-unquote disrespectful to the San Diego Padres.
Oh.
Everything's disrespectful.
Red alert, Tommy Pham.
Red alert.
Red Alert, ESPN and NBA TV on doing who is the most important player list. Top five. Blah, blah, blah. Curry, Tatum, Smart, Green, Brown.
It's so predictable.
Yes. Yes, either one of those. Then also you could still have a guy like Andrew Wiggins or a guy like Grant Williams or Robert Williams could be in there. Kuminga could be in there at some point. These – it's just lazy. Top five lists. Who has the most? And the other, who's got the most to lose?
No.
Who's got the most
to
lose?
Not top five list. They put out the 10 most important players for the finals.
I only saw five.
No.
It is a five-on-five sport, so everybody's important.
But ESPN put – only for ESPN Insider members, obviously.
Yeah.
The 10 most important players for the finals. Everyone.
Everybody who starts.
Red
alert. Stupid list.
That's brutal.
Good one.
Red alert, Scott Dixon. This is my last one on the Indy 500. You were leading the Indy 500 quite comfortably. Had the best car of the day. You're one of the best drivers. You've led more laps than anybody in the history of the 106-year sport. Came in for the last little top off the old gas tank pit stop. Got caught for speeding in the pits.
Oh, man.
Too fast.
60 miles an hour.
Penalized. That's a stop and go. You got to come back in, stop and go again. Blew the race. Finished 21st.
How's that happen?
That's on you, buddy. I'm sorry.
There's this team screaming in his headset. What are you doing?
Oh, he realized it immediately and locked them up and almost spun out. Yeah, that's on him. Red alert. Could have been his second win.
Craig, since you've gone racing, I'll go racing as well.
Okay.
Red alert, Matteo Binotto.
Who?
He's the racing director, the guy who calls all the shots for the Ferrari F1 team. He cost Charles Leclerc the win at Monaco, his home Grand Prix.
Ooh.
Go listen to the audio. He goes, box, 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 which means come into the pits. He goes, box, 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 box. No, 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 stay out, stay out, stay out. When his driver was already coming in the pits, his driver went off as he should have. Red alert, Matteo Binotto.
Wow. Our mistakes this weekend.
Two more for me. Red alert, Lions triplets.
What?
Ooh. Remember, went to triplets. Their ranking falls into the bottom 10 across the league.
That's ridiculous.
Remember the CBS report we did the other day?
Yep.
It had Jared Goff, DeAndre Swift, tight end TJ Hockenson. The explanation is the best that you can say about Goff is that he won't kill your offense most of the time. He can keep the trains running on time if everything around him is going perfectly. Given a strong offensive line in Detroit, he likely won't crater to the Lions, but he won't lift above where the talent. Swift is electric, catching passes out of the backfield. Could do
cue the soundbite, please.
Could do more in the run game.
Going to work out of the gun. Bears have three men back on that goal line. Stafford's got it. Three-man rush for Chicago. Stafford loads and throws. And
yes!
Just caught! No, he dropped it! Oh, no! No! DeAndre Swift dropped it. It was a touchdown in his hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no!
As it says here, Swift electric catching passes out of the backfield. He could do more of the run game if allowed to pull more of the backfield away from Jamal Williams. Hockenson has yet to have the true breakout season, may have been predicting, but he's probably a top 10 pass catching tight end at the moment. But
by the way, Chris and I with a nice friendly banter back and forth over the Memorial Day weekend between the Lions and the Dolphins. Check it out on Twitter. red alert. I'm going to get this out of the way. Me, in case you missed it earlier, I pulled my ass muscle bowling with my
gluteus
child.
Maximus.
Yeah, gluteus maximus. It hurts. That's a Pete Shepard special injury right there. God, got a lot of icy hot going right now. But red alert, me.
red alert, Grant Cohn.
Yeah.
Did you guys see this over the weekend? 49ers defensive lineman Javon Kinlaw went on Mr. Cohn's YouTube page for an interview.
Yeah.
It got ugly.
Oh.
It got ugly fast. started bringing in the size of his downstairs piece and how tiny it actually was. And how it got personal. Ooh. And Kinlaw, I don't think, came across looking particularly well in the whole exchange. But I put Mr. Cohn on red alert because after that video got released where he, I mean, clammed up does not begin to – he was terrified that Kinlaw was going to come through the phone and attack him.
Yeah.
He posted another video where he really just made himself look like an ass, talking about how much crap he's talked about Kinlaw on his YouTube page for the last few years. It's a good video. You guys should check it out. Red alert.
That sounds
Grant
intense.
Cohn.
All right.
All right. This is my last one, and I told you that I'm not holding back anymore. It's been a month, just about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. All
Red
right.
alert, season 4 finale, Ozark.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Don't give me Sopranos ending.
Uh-oh.
You did it again, and I hated it. Absolutely hated it. You gave me, I won't give you a total, you gave me a Sopranos season ending finale. David Chase screwed us, the producer back in the day. And now this one, the same thing. The same thing. Left me hanging. I hate series when there's no closure. Damn it. Red alert, Ozark, season finale. I pissed.
But couldn't it be one of those things like the journey was actually where the joy should have come from, not the destination?
Yeah.
No. We don't find out. We don't really see who Jonah Bird shoots at the end. Maybe he shot his mom. He was so pissed at her. I don't know. It's just awful. Awful. Couldn't stand it. The screen goes to black.
Oh, that's bad.
Still worth seeing, but you'll be upset just like I was.
Sister Jean, that's a funny text. I can't read it on the air, but that's hilarious. Red alert, Gabe Kapler. You're the Giants manager. Last week, you decided not to participate in the national anthem because the country is going in the wrong direction. Fine. Oops, except Memorial Day weekend was coming up. So you decided to pause your protest. That's kind of like when Chris goes on a bender over the weekend and comes in on a Monday and says, I'm starting my diet today. And then on Tuesday, a client brings in free pizza. He goes, okay, I'm just going to have this now. Then I'm going to restart this. I'm going to pause it today, but then I'm going to start again on Wednesday. That's exactly what that's like. Red alert, Gabe Kapler. Sorry, Chris.
I don't know why I got drunk through the mud there. Red alert, triple digits. Today it is exactly 100 days.
Until?
The Rams play the Bills to open up regular season football. So starting tomorrow, no more triple digits.
Yes.
It's double digits and less.
99.
Yeah.
Red alert, triple digits.
All right. Appreciate it.
I'm done.
LeBron James. In case you missed it over the weekend, Eric Spoelstra said that Jimmy Buckets and Dwayne Wade are the best two players he's ever coached. Let that marinate for just a minute out there. Red alert, LeBron James.
Red alert, Darvin Ham.
Oh, yeah.
He's the new Lakers head coach?
Yeah, red alert.
I don't need to explain it.
Good luck.
Good luck is right.
Red alert, some small-timey radio host in Arkansas talked about the Arkansas catcher as being a stupid ass and called him other names. You can't do that to college kids. I mean, seriously, man, this thing was...
In what context?
Okay,
like, on the field, he doesn't know how to run the bases?
The player, the catcher, started talking about fans a little bit. He's like, man, just stay off Twitter. It could be a little rough. And the host says, well, he thought the catcher was turning on the fans, saying the Arkansas fans are bad fans. This is kind of a rent-a-player, a one-year transfer and all that.
Okay.
He's not one of us.
Not a suey.
Yeah, called him a stupid ass and all that. I thought it was rather uncalled for. So red alert him, whoever he is.
Red alert to the New York Rangers.
Okay.
Do not fall behind in this series the way you have the last two series.
Yeah.
I know you've come back and won and all that. Maybe it was a cheap shot on Sidney Crosby. Maybe it wasn't. I'm not here to decide that. I'm here to tell you, Rangers, don't fall behind against the Lightning or else it's night-night. You're done. It's over.
All right.
Final resting place. Red Alert Rangers.
I just one more popped up, so this is good. Red Alert, Brooklyn Nets. They have until tomorrow at 5 p.m. to let Philadelphia and the league know if they're deferring their pick acquired in the Harden trade to 2023. No decision yet.
No decision.
Harden will be traded. They're going to Kyrie, going to the Lakers. I'm reporting that. Reported by me, myself, and I again. He wants out. And KD, I don't think it's going to stand for Kyrie being on that. This is going to be beautiful drama.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Red Alert, $4.75. Gas. Red Alert from NASCAR guy. Red Alert, Florida. We might be getting a hurricane this weekend, maybe. And Red Alert, Vladimir Putin, you ass.
That's it. Red Alert.
All right.
All right. Oh, I wasn't done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I am done. End it with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Nothing's what? On a higher red alert than Vladimir Putin.
You've got me kind of wondering now. I mean, you can't like save it for next week. Is it any good? What do you got? Come on. What you got? What you got. That's another segment. Red Alert who?
The Rams.
Oh, because Aaron Donald?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that he's content with his career.
Yeah.
If a deal can't get worked out.
Yeah.
Pay him.
Pay the man.
You need him.
I think he's scheduled to make, is it 14 mil? He should be 20 mil.
But you know how much is guaranteed?
How much?
Zero.
Oh. Yeah, you gotta do that.
I heard this morning that he has no more guaranteed money on his contract.
Yeah, it's time to hold on.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Let's see, medicinal use. What's he saying? Red Alert, Sheeman Shepherd Show, the New York. Caton?
New York Caton is getting old.
We expected from Boston Pete, but Chris is piling on now, too. We're winning the cup, baby.
Oh, what? Because I put the Rangers on Red Alert, and he's a New York fan. He doesn't like that we don't like New York sports teams. I'm fine with New York sports teams. I don't like the Mets, the Yankees, the Jets, and the Knicks.
And the
but
Giants.
Other than that, I'm fine with almost all of them.
And look, I told you the Rangers. Again, I got lumped into all this crap. I said the Rangers have had Tampa Bay's number this year. They're 3-0 against them. They play them tough. I expect a long, hard-fought, low-scoring series. Don't lump me in. I'll be rooting for Tampa Bay, trust me.
Yeah. I root for the Islanders most of the time, to be honest with you. Yeah.
All right.
It's most likable of all the New York sports teams.
Red Alert, bad attitude guy. I'm sorry, Pete. You're reading too far into it. It's clear who Jonas shot, and there was closure. No, no, and no, in my opinion.
Take that.
Take that.
How about that? You can't argue with that.
No, 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 no. For me, myself, and I.
That's right.
Fact-based.
All right, coming up in an hour, it is Wikipedia, brought to you by Biggie's Place this week in Fort Myers off Fowler Street. Stay tuned for that. Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition next. Sheema DeShepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. It is time now. Actually, it's beyond time. We got to get going. Time now for Twitter Police Sunshine State Edition. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Pete Shepard. Yeehaw.
All right. Some interesting ones this week.
They're always interesting.
Yep. All right, first headline, Florida alligator steals ball from golfer after hitting the green. Well, had this happen. Happened at Plantation Golf and Country Club in Ormond Beach, Florida. Alligator stole a golf ball off the green on Sunday.
Well, off the green.
The video shared on social media showed the gator grabbing the ball, putting it in its mouth, and took off with it. Person off camera can be heard saying, "Chase him closer to the hole. Have him just drop it in the hole." But didn't happen that way. But that would be an interesting ruling. What would that happen on the PGA Tour?
No, if an animal messes with your ball, you put it like the nearest that everybody agrees.
I had a crow take a ball on Sanibel years ago. But, man, if you got it on the green.
We've seen that at the Island Green at the Players, where a bird has come down and flown off with it and dropped it in the water. You just get to place your ball where it was.
My cousin originally had a ball stolen off a green recently by an eagle.
Ooh. And got an eagle.
No. All right, headline. Woman accused of attacking woman and biting a 16-year-old's fingernail off. St. Petersburg police arrested a woman Saturday who said who attacked an older woman and a teenager after an argument over smoking marijuana. Tanisha Boykins, 22, of Kenneth City, got into a fight with a woman described as being over the age of 65 after she was allegedly smoking marijuana in the older woman's bathroom. Police said that Boykins hit her relative and pulled her hair so hard that she pulled the braids away from the victim's head. A 16-year-old who was sleeping at the home heard the two women fighting, tried to tackle Boykins to protect the victim. Police said Boykins then bit the victim in the right hand, ripping off a section of a fingernail and causing bleeding.
Ow.
She was booked on multiple charges, including child abuse and battery on a person over 65.
It's not the most painful thing.
It's not?
Oh.
That's up there.
That's torture. Are
That's
you kidding
up there.
Me? Taking
I've lost a fingernail.
So have I, but I've lost a toenail.
Remember in Game of Thrones that scene? Remember what's his name? Was,
Reek?
Reek.
Yeah.
That was, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but like I'd rather have that than having your dismemberment.
He was saying instead of doing the fingernail thing, he's like, chop my finger off.
Yeah.
He's like, cut
well,
it
his,
off.
His 11th finger got chopped off.
Yeah, well, we know that. Yeah.
Get it?
Yes. I get what you're saying there, and I didn't even see it. See, I understand the plot.
St. Petersburg, man. Lots of things happening in St. Petersburg
the
last couple
tough weekend.
Weeks. St. Petersburg arrested Saturday on felony battery charge after throwing chili.
Batteries. Oh.
Chili.
Chili.
Was it hot?
Was it hot?
50-year-old George Neil Armstrong, how about that?
How about
got
that?
Into an argument with someone Friday morning, then began to escalate.
One small bowl for mankind.
The affidavits. Very good. The affidavit said that Armstrong poked the victim in the face before he took a bowl of chili out of the microwave and chucked it at him. Deputies said Armstrong fled the scene after the incident before law enforcement arrived. However, he was arrested the following morning. According to the document, the incident was domestic in nature. Authorities also said Armstrong has a previous conviction for battery on his record.
Wow. You guys remember the Cleveland Cavaliers story a few years ago? J.R. Smith throwing a bowl of soup at an assistant
yes.
coach?
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Pre-game yep. meal.
69-year-old Florida man arrested after a bizarre and disgusting series of events.
Uh-huh.
On Friday, 69-year-old Gary Peter Bush of Lakeland walked into the surf-style shop located on Gulf Boulevard in Treasure Island.
Chris, you're a child.
Exposed himself and then defecated on the floor near a dressing room.
His name is Peter Bush. That's yeah. funny.
Gary Peter Bush. Witness said that Bush wiped himself with a shirt from the rack of the store location.
Oh.
Police caught up with Bush and he was arrested after being recognized by the store manager. Bush said to police, quote, I was at the store earlier to get clothes. I returned to the store to get more clothes. I bought an outfit. He's facing charges of criminal mischief and exposure of sexual organs.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
On a similar note, Florida man gets popped in a Speedo for indecent exposure at the beach. 64-year-old man arrested Tuesday for allegedly exposing himself to a female beachgoer, according to the Tarpon Springs Police. 64-year-old Charles Hickson arrested Tuesday for indecent exposure at Sunset Beach. He was at Sunset Beach in the water about knee-deep wearing a Speedo when he pulled down the front of his swimsuit and exposed. And you know what?
Uh-huh.
According to police, he was allegedly holding it in his hand while staring and grinning at the 28-year-old victim who was on the beach. And finally, real quick, Florida man arrested at Burger King for not getting his way.
Have it your way.
According to deputies, on Friday, 39-year-old Leslie Dion Cook from Orlando went into a Burger King location. Deputies say Cook was trying to order an item that wasn't on the menu, started yelling and cursing at both customers and employees. When our patrol deputies arrived, they learned that Leslie had an active arrest sheet. He lost his flame broiled temperature. Deputies say they learned that Cook had an active arrest warrant for failure to appear. He was not informed that he could not have it his way and was arrested.
And he'd go in and order something not even on the menu. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, sometimes these fast food places have...
You ever gone to dinner with a woman?
Wow.
Jeez. I don't think I've ever gone somewhere and my wife has been like, I'll have the steak. It's, can I have the steak, but ooh, instead of the mashed potatoes, can I have the vegetables from the fish meal? Every time.
Really?
Just order what's on the menu.
I would never do that.
Or you could just substitute potatoes for veggies. You can just say that.
No, it's a whole thing.
That sounds like a whole other segment. All right, and speaking of next segment, we'll hear from Mel Kiper Jr. He's already looking ahead to the draft in 2023. Why not? And Chris Palin will join us from the Everblades. They're going to the Kelly Cup Finals. Tickets are on sale. We'll let you know what's up there. And Wikipedia. It's a loaded 4 o'clock hour, and it's already started. We're kind of late. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.